And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about this show is way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're switching gears now. We just left number one of the Triple Dipper, woke education, behind. We're moving now to the next part of the Triple Dipper, defense spending, defense policy. And right now, the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, has made it through the House machinations, and it's headed into the Senate. And so what better person to talk to about all of that plus more is our own U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. Senator Tuberville is the right now is still called the junior senator, soon to be the senior senator from the state of Alabama, and we're glad to have him on Right Side Radio. Senator Tuberville, how are you doing today?
I'm doing outstanding. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir. And hey, listen, before we jump into the NDAA, I got to ask. I just saw a little while ago Coach Mike Leach just passed away, Mississippi State coach, and my recollection was he preceded you. He was right before you at Texas Tech. Am I right?
Exactly right. Mike and I grew up in the business together, and what a great guy. He's different. You know, he and Hal Mumme brought the passing game, spread passing game to fruition, and he's very innovative. Very different, but Mike and I are good friends, and yes, I did. I took over for him at Texas Tech when he left and got into radio and TV for a while, and then he got back in at Washington State. Just a great guy, and what a tragedy.
Well,
you just never know.
Yeah, it's a shame, and he'd actually come on kind of strong there at Mississippi State, so I know they're grieving down there and his family as well. But anyway, I just wanted to ask you about that, and I appreciate you taking a second there. Listen, Senator, the NDAA, there's a lot of stuff in it. Folks don't realize it's not just money, it's also policy. But it's got some things in there, and not the least of which is you've been calling on Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to clarify his statements about the DOD funding abortion and abortion travel. Talk about that for a second, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's a disaster. It's this administration that thinks that they can circumvent the Constitution and go around Congress and pretty much call the law and make the law as they see. And what happened is we started hearing they were going to change the policy for military abortions, which right now our policy is, incest, rape, or harm to the mom, physical harm, you can have an abortion. And we average around 20 a year for the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years. But on the preface of this new woke group that we have in Washington, D.C., they have decided to change basically the federal law, which they can't do, by the way. They say they got clarification from the Department of Justice, which Department of Justice is like this administration. They ain't elected, okay? Congress was elected to make the law. So I got a briefing on it about 2 weeks ago, and I was shocked of what they're going to do. Now they're going to allow abortion on demand. They can, any woman can have an abortion anytime they want, be flown anywhere they want, and also dependents of the families. And we're going to go from 20 a year to a third party group said we're going to go up to around 4,000 to 5,000 a year.
Wow.
And the American taxpayers paying for this. And I hit the ceiling. And, again, this is changing federal law. You cannot do it. But this group, this woke group in Washington, up here in Washington, D.C., that's running the show, thinks that they own the world and they're going to change it. And by golly, what I did is I said, okay, you're going to change it during the holidays. Nobody's going to hear really about it. But if you do change it, I'm going to hold every nomination that the Department of Defense is going to bring in front of Congress. And that's one thing you can do as a senator. You can stop it all. All you got to do is put a hold on it. You don't have to agree to it. And they can't bring it up to a vote. And so I told them, y'all do this, I'm going to put a hold on every nomination. And you want to play hardball, I can play hardball. And it really makes me mad that they think that they can just make the laws without going through Congress. And it's just, but that's how this group is.
Well, and you're exactly right. And Senator, I appreciate it. I mean, I hate to see anybody's flag officer nomination held up. I mean, they've earned the right to be a general or an admiral. But nonetheless, what you're doing is sending a direct line to his boss saying, listen, your folks aren't going to be admirals and generals on my watch unless you're going to clarify and perhaps even back off some of your policies. And that's the position you've been put in, and so I appreciate you taking the stand on it.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, they're letting people run over us at the border. They're letting crime run rampant. Inflation is going sky high. We've got we're trying to do away with fossil fuels, which is, by the way, impossible. It can't happen. They ain't figured that out yet. Our world is caving in on top of us, and they're out there worried about things that we shouldn't be worrying about. So, I'm in a fight here now. I mean, this is going to be a fist fight, but I can win this one. I just, as you said, I hate to see somebody not get a promotion, but they're going to explain to me why they're doing this.
Well, and I agree. They're going to get their promotion eventually, though, and I do believe it. But in the meantime, they got to answer to those that they're supposed to answer to, and you're one of them. Let me ask you this, though, Senator. One of the things that's also in the NDAA in the House, they in a bipartisan fashion, which kind of surprised me, they actually pulled out the military vaccine mandate. And you're part of a group of senators that are working against the vaccine mandates in the military. And give me your thoughts on whether we can hold that up in the Senate when it comes forward.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like the abortion law that they're putting. They say that this abortion law is hurting our recruitment efforts, which right now nobody wants to get in the military because they see how woke it is, what they're being taught, the mandates. And this, you know, this abortion thing, nor the mandates have anything to do with getting in, other than the fact that our young men and women don't want any part of the military. And so finally they've come around, the House said, okay, we'll take it out. But the problem I've got with is they're taking it out, but they're not giving us any language to where they can't turn around and put it back in. And also what they're doing is they're not allowing the ones that have gotten out, allow them to come back with back pay. I mean, they don't care anything about the military now. They want control of this country. That's what they're doing. They've been doing it ever since they got in on January the 20th, almost 2 years ago. And our world's crumbling underneath their feet. And it just so much disappoints me that the American people, and not in Alabama, but in other states, didn't see what was going on, and they reelected these goofballs back in their control in the Senate for the next 2 years. It's just mind-boggling. There weren't enough people that was educated enough to see what was happening, and either that or we just did a poor job of selling it. And unfortunately, you know, Herschel lost right there at the end, which cost us a bunch, and it's going to cost this country. And it concerns me to no end.
Well, Coach, Senator, you, it's kind of an odd thing. We just saw Kyrsten Sinema decide she's an independent now. So I don't know that the balance of power truly shifted because she's not like she suddenly became a conservative. But nonetheless, do you see other possibilities of shifting the balance of power by people sort of declaring their positions being different than they've always been?
Well,
Joe Manchin comes to mind.
No. Joe Manchin, I talk to him all the time about it, and that's not going to happen unless something drastic happens. They actually lied to the guy. They had him sign off on that Inflation Reduction Act, said they were going to give him this handshake agreement about permitting more oil wells across the country and a pipeline too, which is very much needed. And it's almost finished, 95% finished. Joe Biden stopped it through West Virginia. They were going to give him that opportunity to crank it up back up. Well, they passed the Inflation Reduction Act, and these progressive leftists in the House and some in the Senate says, we got his vote, the heck with it. We're not going to allow him to do it. And so they downright lied to him. And so, but that's what this group does now. They live and feed on their own. And again, I'm not giving up on Joe Manchin. I'd love for him to come over and caucus with us and flip this thing around. But unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen unless they continue to play stupid, which they've done for 2 years.
Well, yeah, we'll wait and see. I think the world's kind of watching right now. I think Kyrsten Sinema shocked a few people, but nonetheless, let me jump back real quick before we run out of time here, Senator. On that NDAA, you're a sitting member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Your thoughts on, is this thing going to pass in its current form? Will it be sent back to the House with many amendments? Do you see it getting passed before the end of the year? What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, well, we're here waiting, and I was thrilled to death to see the other day. Normally we've got some Republican senators that fall in line with the Democrats that spend a lot of money, but we had a meeting of all 100 last week, and Leader McConnell stood up and says, "You keep adding stuff to this thing, we'll vote against the NDAA. It ain't going to work. We're not going to do it again. We're going to vote for a military budget, and that's it." And so they kind of stood up in their seats and said, "Uh-oh, they're not playing around anymore," and which I hope we're not. I hope, but they've got it pretty clean as we speak. They're not adding all the junk to it, and you know, hopefully we get a clean one, and I think we will pass it either Thursday night or Friday of this week.
Well, and I think that's a great prediction, and I look forward to seeing what the final outcome is. The question I have for you on that too, though, is do you see anything about Space Command being in Huntsville written into the NDAA?
Oh my God, no, it's not in the NDAA. It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to be. It's already been approved, and of course, the Democrats come in with the new administration. They start saying, "Hey, we want it in Colorado," and so we want more studies. So they did three more studies on it. I mean, spent millions of dollars, and it comes back Huntsville all the way. But we cannot get anybody to pull the trigger on this thing. It's just the way it is. And I don't know. We're waiting on the Secretary of the Air Force to make the call. But it's the right thing to do to put it in Huntsville because it's the right place. But again, doing things right in this place called the Swamp, Washington D.C. happens very seldom, the right thing.
Well, nonetheless, we're glad you're there, Coach, and we appreciate you spending some time with us today. And if I can stop calling you Coach, that would be very helpful. Senator Tuberville, thank you for your time.
No. Everybody calls me Coach up here. That's how I'm recognized. So I'm kind of offended sometimes when people call me Senator. But I'm glad to be a Senator, but I was also glad to be a Coach, and I'm glad to be representing Alabama. And folks, we're fighting hard, but I tell you what, the animals are running a zoo up here right now. You know, we got our boxing gloves on, but looks like we're going to take them off and start fist fighting up here because it's gotten to that point.
All right. Well, listen, Coach, keep us posted. And if something develops on that NDAA, you're welcome back on the show later this week. All right.
You got it. Thank you. Merry Christmas, and everybody have a good holiday.
Yes, sir. You too. All right, Boomer, take us to the break. We'll come right back, and we'll dig into some things that we didn't get into on the phone call that are also in the NDAA, like what's going on with Taiwan and Ukraine. And, by the way, how about things like what's coming to Alabama in terms of what they put in the bill? We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.